The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Good evening. I will never forget this Mass, because a few years ago, it was the first Mass in which I appeared here in front of you. It was on Saturday, the first summer in which I was assigned to St. Joseph. And since then, I have been here for many times, but today it is such a particular and special Mass for me and for you. But also, it is a very complicated Mass. It is not because it is my first Mass as a deacon, but it is because we're celebrating the Most Holy Trinity. And what do we know about the Most Holy Trinity? That it is a mystery, right? Isn't it? And then, since we are celebrating this great mystery, one of the biggest solemnities in the entire year, the Church really wants to emphasize in this mystery, the mystery of love. If I ask you, what do you know about the Holy Trinity? Some of you may say, well, the Father, he had created the world, so the creation, right? We know about that. We know about that. If I ask you about the Son, what do we know about Jesus? We may say, a lot. He came, he became man, he was with us, he died for us, and then we're talking about the redemption. We're saved because of him. And finally, if we are talking about the Holy Spirit is the one who is in charge of the sanctification. The three of the divine persons, each of them has a specific mission, yet they remain united. They remain united in the love. If we hold that just the Father did the creation without the Son and the Holy Spirit, that is a division. If we hold that Jesus dying on the cross for us, it was just him, that's another problem, because the Father and the Spirit were also present when Jesus was dying on the cross. And finally, on Pentecost, if we hold that it is only the Holy Spirit who is the one who sanctifies without the Father and the Son, that's another problem. Three of the divine persons, each of them has their own mission, yet they remain united. One substance, one God. That's a mystery, and that's why it is very complicated to preach on, because it is a mystery. There are things that remain hidden. But one day, since we believe, because we have believed, one day when we will see the Holy Trinity in heaven, we will know what the Trinity like looks. That's a mystery. That's why today we're celebrating. And from time to time, when we talk about this Holy Trinity, sometimes we think more about the Son, that everything that Jesus has done for us, and we are very grateful. But have you ever thought about the great love that the Father has for us? For instance, some of you are parents. Will you be able to give your own children to the salvation of all of us? Sometimes we forget that great love. And it is because this great love that the Father has for his only Son, and also this great love that the Son has for his Father, that's why Jesus becomes obedient, even to death. That's why it is very important for us. And because these two relationships between the Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit unites them in great power, in great love. And it is the same love in which today you have come today to Mass. And also, if you are in here, but if you are listening to the radio, it is the same love that you are paying attention to this. Because the love is the one that moves all of us to do great things, to be able to give our own to ourselves, to the others, to the community. There is this great image in the first reading when Moses, when he is interceding to God for his people. And then think about this moment when Moses, when he's talking to God face to face, he said, "Forgive our sins." That's the mission of the priest. The priests, they have to be in front of God, asking for forgiveness for their people and for our own sins. 8 hours ago, I was ordained as a deacon. God willing, next year, I will be ordained as a priest. And it is this great love that has moved me into all the entire years that I have been in the seminary. Some of my beloved seminarians, they like to say that I was supposed to be a seminarian forever, but no anymore. Now something has changed. And it is a great grace to be here in front of you, not just preaching, but also asking to the Holy Trinity for forgiveness, for my sins and for your sins. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.